Jordan Love, the proper person to speak before we hear from Jason Wilde. Everybody should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. Just go to WisconsinOnDemand.com. There's a Jason Wilde segment. Just hit it, and you'll be so much smarter. Gary Ellison now takes over because he gets to ask any particular and first questions that he has for Jason Wilde. Gary, it's all yours.
Jason, just go ahead. Give me your overall thoughts of the game today.
I think Matt LaFleur said it best, and I'm quoting here from after the game. They absolutely kicked our ass. And yet the Packers won, which I think says is really interesting and says a lot about their resilience, about the fact that they've got some pretty darn good football players, and the fact that the general manager made sure that he didn't have a rookie lining up for a potential game-winning 45-yard field goal today. Instead, he had a dude that's kicked three field goals in a Super Bowl and been around for 11 years and booted that kick not once but twice since they called the timeout, and they won the football game. Sometimes you got to win when you don't have your best stuff, and especially offensively, you know, Jordan Love had another one of those what seemed like Jordan Love games this season where he does make some magnificent throws, and then he turns the football over, too, which sounds a little bit like a quarterback that came not right before him, but the guy before that. So he's got to get that cleaned up. There were a lot of things that they didn't do well. They were -3 in the turnover battle, so I think that'll make this week's ball meeting a lot more interesting. But they still found a way, and that's the most important thing.
See, I disagree. I felt like the Packers kicked the Packers' ass today. I mean, I believe they scored 17 points, Jason, off turnovers. And the turnovers that they had, to me, were turnovers that I think that can be corrected. I mean, they should have been blowing out Houston. And with the turnovers, they allowed Houston to stay in the game.
Ooh, I might, can I use that? Maybe I'll – because I already used the LaFleur quote, but maybe it was more that the Packers were kicking their own behinds. I might steal that from my State Journal story.
Go for it.
Friendship with you just it always pays off. I get to see
you
in the press box.
Go for it.
I can make a shift in my game story. No, but you're right. I mean, there was. You know, I was talking to Josh Myers after the game, and you know, you're an old football player. You guys love to use that old shoot yourself in the foot line, and there's no doubt that they did that multiple times. And you know, I'm still not entirely sure what Keyshawn Nixon was thinking. If he'd at least been facing the sun on the one that he didn't field, I'd at least have an excuse for him. But that was, you know, that was a pretty big play. But they, you know, to the defense's credit, I think they held for a field goal after that. Whereas the other takeaways obviously were factors as well. So you're right. They did not. The bottom line is we agree on, because you and I like to agree. They did not play good football today, and yet they still won, which is a great sign for a good football team.
All right, we need the Boucher Automotive drive of the game, and then you can add whatever you would like about your great partner, Boucher Automotive, Jason.
Well, Boucher Automotive is where you ride, where they ride with you every mile, but I thought the obvious drive of the game was clearly at the end of the game, right? I mean, it's not super pretty, but they had all their timeouts. The Texans had just taken the lead on Fairbairn's field goal, so they get the ball back. One timeout, 1 minute 44 seconds left. Frankly, that's almost exactly what they practice when they run the two-minute drill in training camp. I think it's either 1:45 or 1:40 left on the clock and one timeout to work with. And, you know, they went right down. I will admit, you know, as much as I was critical and others were of Romeo Doubs, if you didn't think that Romeo Doubs had an important role on this team, you were wrong. I mean, he had two critical catches on that final drive. He had the 12-yarder that he caught on 2nd and 10, and then he has another one on 2nd and 5. He gets 6 yards, gets them close enough that McManus is kicking from under 50 yards, which is not automatic, but almost automatic. I mean, he had a very good game, and this is why that whole thing never made sense to me, because obviously the quarterback trusts him in critical moments, and he came through with two big plays or two big catches on that drive. As you know, Wicks had a big catch too, but that was a really good drive, and for them to go win the game, you know, I felt like the story was writing itself after the amount of time that was left on the clock after Fairbairn made his kick, and this was the ending I expected. The question was whether McManus would miss or make it, and he obviously made it to win it.
The injury report presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, I guess it's Walker?
Quay Walker. Yeah, Quay Walker with a concussion. You know, I did see...
he got Tucker hit by a teammate, didn't he, in the head?
Yeah, somebody's knee caught him in the head. And that looked big. I think it was Edgerrin Cooper. But look, you know, first of all, Eric Wilson takes over a lot of his snaps. And Eric Wilson had, what, two sacks today? He had a big tackle for law. I mean, he was...
He had great numbers.
He played very well, and that's one of those kind of unsung guys that you need to have on your football team. So, yeah, Quay Walker leaving with the concussion. Tucker Kraft left briefly after one of the two Jordan Love interceptions. He tackled the guy, and it looked like he re-injured his shoulder, but he is one tough hombre. He went right back out there shortly thereafter and didn't miss the rest of the game.
And how impressive was the snap hold by the punter relative to similar moves by?
Yeah.
Was it incredible what he did, or you know, it's not as hard as you think? I don't know.
No, it was. I find that job to be very difficult. So the fact that, because look, if it were me, and obviously I'm not a professional football player, I don't need to tell you that, but I would panic, right? Like that would be when it kind of skips to now. Daniel Whelan said that he got his hand under the ball, so it never really hit the ground. But I was talking to Matt Orzek, the long snapper, who I really like. He's you know, he's a guy that's been around. He's been bounced around a little bit in the league, and I thought talking with him, you know, he flat out said it. The snap was way low, and it's, you know, that snapper, holder, kicker's job, all those guys together to make up if somebody else makes a mistake. The kicker's got to make up for it if the holder leans the ball wrong. He's got to still get it through the uprights, that sort of thing. And so I love the fact that, you know, Daniel Whelan manages to get that ball down and allows Brandon McManus to make that kick. Because, again, from a storyteller perspective, you know, a guy getting here 5 days ago and winning the game, and I noticed this trend when I was in the locker room. There are a lot of guys answering questions about the game-winning kick and not using Brandon McManus's name. They called him the kicker, called him him.
McWinnis.
Right, and McManus said after the game, this was so great. He said, guys work their butts off all week practicing. A lot of them still don't know my name. Maybe today they will. But he's very self-aware because they didn't. I can guarantee you Evan Williams, Rashawn Gary, I'm not sure Josh Myers did either. Like, when I talked to them in the locker room.
Right, he's just the kicker.
He's just the new kicker guy.
Yeah.
Which, again, like, I mean.
That's how they treat all kickers. Tell them the truth, Jason.
Well, I mean, I think they learned.
What do you guys have to do? You're a kicker. He's a kicker. He's a punter. He's a long snapper. Sometimes they have names, but not really. No?
Not true.
All right.
Not true.
Jason, true or not?
True today, but
right.
I'm a little surprised they didn't know his name by the end of the week. Like, it's not like he just got here yesterday. Like, but I'm sure the 49ers know Anders Carlson's name now that he missed an extra point in that game.
He also had a 55-yarder, didn't he? Did he make something?
Oh, nice. Good. That's good for Anders.
Didn't he? I don't know. Jason, I thought somebody said that.
I'm writing. I'm not watching the game.
Yeah. Jason, real quick, I thought Jeff Heflin's defense played really well. And once again, it wasn't the same game plan as last week or the week before or the week before that. I don't know if I had ever seen them bring Xavier McKinney off the slot corner like that. for a sack. Yeah. I mean, it just felt like the defense had a little bit more energy, or the game plan, it felt like they were in C.J. Stroud's face a lot to get him mm-hmm. off the spot. I mean, it just looked different than it did 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think we have to – I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves with, I always think of that Rodgers line after the 18 opener. Oh, we got a defense. We got a defense. And they didn't really have a defense that year. But I do know that Jeff Hafley got a game ball from Matt LaFleur, and deservedly so. Like, I think he knows his stuff. I think he is a good, good football coach.
Yeah,
and what I thought was interesting was that in talking with Xavier McKinney tonight, in talking with Evan Williams, I hadn't really thought about this, but how many times have you seen a whole lot of, like, confusion and miscommunication where guys don't seem to know where they're supposed to be or what they're supposed to do? I mean, we saw that so much in previous defensive coordinators. And
Joe Barry.
There were certainly times during Dom's time.
Never as much as Joe Barry. He set a whole new level, right?
But my point is that what Hafley has done is make sure that he runs the system in a way that it makes it easier for guys to know what they're supposed to do, and they don't have to communicate as much, which is oftentimes the problem. If you're so complicated that you got guys constantly having to discuss things in very tiny little windows before the ball is snapped, that's when you start to get yourself in trouble. And there's no doubt that that they have a lot less communicating that they have to do.
Is the team getting even more confident? Did this game, or do they feel like the coach, we sucked and we're just happy to win?
No, I think there's a confidence that comes with winning when you don't have your best stuff. I really do. We didn't come anywhere close to playing as well as we're capable of, and we still won. I think that's really powerful. I think that's how they feel. They know, Josh Myers' line to me was, we're not going to win the Super Bowl playing this way, but we've got to keep improving, and this is a step forward for them. Again, against a really good team, like, I don't know, what did Stroud end up with passing yards? Like 83 passing
and
yards?
Nothing.
Like,
it's horrible.
Like, they just completely negate. Like, this was supposed to be, a battle of two young, up-and-coming future stars at quarterback, and they made C.J. Stroud a complete non-factor. Like, they were afraid to throw the ball down the field against McKinney.
Yep.
Like, they just thoroughly outplayed him. And to me, anyway, that again is a good sign that you won, even though you didn't have your a starting pitcher not having his best stuff. They won in spite of not having their best stuff.
Agreed.
All right, Jason. Jason Wilde, you need to write this down because Tauscher said it'll use again as far as the team. This is one of those rocket ships. What he was
rocket
saying.
Rocket ship.
Yeah, they're just on fire and everything's going great and there's no limit to how high and how good they might be. Yeah, ask him about this is one of those rocket ships. That was his closing statement about this year's team.
Yeah, I'm sure I won't have to. I'm sure I won't have to ask. I'm sure he'll bring it up.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, buddy.